Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today's episode is inspired by the words of Zig Ziglar. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Friday's Reflection. Thank you for stopping in. I have heard from multiple listeners that Friday is their favorite episode of the week. And I like Fridays too. I like them because if you're someone who can't catch every episode, you can get a recap of the week and you can be more selective about which shows you get to listen to. Also, we get to talk about connections I'm making between guests, which is always super fun for me. And hopefully, we talk about an issue that provides you with meaningful insight that influences your perspective on things in some way, and maybe even, yes, motivates you. So I have had such great conversations this week about the goal of our show, really trying to communicate its purpose and explaining why in the world I'm taking the show on a tour of the entire 50 states. What is Motivate Me? And what am I trying to motivate you, my lovelies, to do? What do I hope to accomplish on the road? Now, you all know that my motto to change is envision, explore, execute. And I want my audience to use those three steps to integrate a passion into their lives that will enhance their lives. And yes, I'm talking to you. You know, something that will add spark to your life. You will definitely see exactly what I mean by this through this week's guests. This week, we had all women on the show, women whose ages span the spectrum. What I love so much about this is that all four of them were interesting and unique, and all four of them are pumped up about what they're doing in life. You can hear it in the excitement, the seriousness, the determination, and full out belief in what it is they're doing. If you were sitting at home listening to these four women and you are unhappy in your life, or just living one that you're lackadaisical about, they would really get you thinking about not only why you are settling, but about what you can do about it. Because we all, and I mean all, want to have something we are as passionate about as they do. For starters, Helen Ryan was on the show on Monday. Now, Helen has a few years and lots of experiences under her belt, and all of it led her to a discovery that changed her life and how she was living it. She is what they call an archetypal transformation coach, and she's a new author, and she's out of Australia. And she left her corporate job for a life that was full of creativity and positivity. If you're unfamiliar with what an archetype is, you're not alone, and it can really blow your mind. An archetype is like stereotyping your personal characteristics and creating an actual character to represent it. So the part of your personality, let's say, that's brave and courageous and protective would be seen as a knight. And wisdom would be represented through a sage. Helen went on to share with us that there are 22 archetypes total, and that while people can have as many as 8, we are represented by our top 4. There are more details to this, such as the balance of masculine and feminine and the shadow archetypes that are not as dominant. And I hope, Helen, that I am doing you justice here. But this conversation and the way Helen uses these archetypes to coach people really expanded my mind. But what was equally as interesting was the transformation Helen made using these concepts out of corporate and into coaching, out of stress and into positivity. The way she designed her life a little later in life and how ecstatic she is to be living it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how I motivate my listeners. The motivation you will find on this show is often subtle and indirect, and there is a reason for that. There are multiple ways in which Helen could have inspired you. Ways to tell you, honestly, that I may not be able to fathom. She could have inspired you to try something new, to explore avenues that have to do with your passion. She could have piqued your interest in archetypes and archetypal coaching. She could have inspired you to do further research on archetypes, which I actually did during the blizzard this last weekend here. My daughter and I found a quiz online, and then we took it. We read our results with each other, and then we took it for each other, the way we see each other, just to compare. And it was really a lot of fun. A lot of great discussion opened up between us from that. Trust me when I tell you, though, there is a reason Helen suggests getting a trained professional to help you to determine your 4 top archetypes, because it does get confusing. But I absolutely get how you pull from these during different life events. But here is the thing. Motivate Me is listened to in 79 countries. And what is motivational in one country or in one culture or for one person is different than what may inspire others. This is not for me to decide. My job is to show you what others are doing, to motivate you to want more for yourself and your life, to show you the why of why you should do this. It's your job to determine the what and the how. So let's talk about Tuesday's guest, Nicole Murdoch. Nikki is the epitome of everything Motivate Me, the podcast. She is my initial baseline idea from the show. Someone integrating a passion that enhances their life and makes it more exciting and meaningful. What drives me most crazy is how people like Nikki don't see their value and how what they're doing can be inspirational to others. Nicole is involved in the sport of dog agility. So she trains her dog to compete in obstacle course challenges at dog shows. At first glance, you might say, Lynette, what is so life-changing or earth-shattering about that? And I will share with you how this interest has changed her life. Nicole has created three special relationships with the dogs she owned and trained. Dogs she refers to as her best friends. She met and married her first dog agility instructor and had two daughters with him. She became engaged in a community of people who were first friends and then became family, attending her wedding to her husband, watching her children grow up, and even helping her raise them at times. She had a sport that got her competitive juices flowing, one where she felt a sincere sense of accomplishment and one she passed down to her daughter, who also competes with her own dog. This has not only become a family affair for Nicole, it is what she knows she will turn to as this very involved stay-at-home mom sees her children off to college, one that will very likely become a career for her. Nicole's story reminds me of so many previous guests. Melissa, who finally got the courage to make pottery and now sells it. Renee, who after never having taken a dance class, was invited to dance with a flamenco troupe. Or like Vanessa, the successful profile builder and entrepreneur, who says while she can live without her professional career eventually, she could not live without nature and her love for rescuing injured and orphaned Australian wildlife. I could discuss over 100 interviews that all end the same way, with people who don't see an end, but a beginning. Okay, so let's talk about Wednesday's guest. On Wednesday, Cassie Hunter was on the show. I have a personal connection to this guest, although I've never met her. I have a future with this guest, although we do not have a past. Cassie has a passion, and I need to tap into it in order to fulfill mine. Cassie is a photographer and cinematographer from Los Angeles, and she's accepted my invitation to join me and my assistant for our 50-state journey. So she will be recording this crazy trip with the hopes that we can create a documentary for you. Being behind a camera is Cassie's passion, and the fact that she is playing full out by grabbing this opportunity and just going for it in order to advance her experience and career is what I hoped you would be motivated by. What you can take away from Cassie is simply to say yes. To grab opportunities when they come your way instead of letting them pass you by. And they don't have to be wild and crazy opportunities like this one kind of is. They can be small, but they can still be meaningful. Sometimes just meeting a new person is life-changing. Just exchanging contact information can set you in motion. Moving on to Thursday. Emily Castle came back on the show and this time to teach you all a lesson. Now, her lesson was on soulful success rituals, and I wasn't totally sure where she was going with this, but with her college degree in psychology and her education in coaching, as well as her successful coaching career, I knew it would be beneficial to us. So Emily is motivational in nature. Just because she is a professional go-getter with a sincere focus on spirituality and humanity. She is balancing it all and is exuberant about it. Just listening to her talk about how to set up your morning and evening rituals makes you automatically feel as if you're cutting yourself way short if you don't put something into place. And it doesn't have to be all of what she mentioned. Even just some would sincerely change your daily life and your attitude. My hope for you through her episode was for you to learn how to achieve greater success, for you to be inspired by her sense of action, and for you to implement suggestions that can add positivity to your life. So today is Friday, and it's my turn to talk about how you may be motivated by me. You know, I'm just like you. I'm a mom and a wife and a writer and just a regular person who wants to help you see that life can be more than it may be right now for you. That you can do things you may have seen or heard other people do and never once considered that you could do it too. I promise you, it is all about envisioning it for yourself and exploring what it would take to make it happen. I've said it before and I will say it again. Envisioning and exploring is free. Sometimes even the first baby steps are free. You just need to allow yourself to dream. Why not you? It has to be someone. Why not you? So, poor John and I made the executive decision that the road trip was a go. And from that moment, my life changed. I changed. I want to get out on the road and interview people in each state about their passions, but at the same time, I want to model for you what getting out of that comfort zone looks like. Yes, just going on the trip is part of that, but I felt like I needed to take it to the next level, to take advantage of all of the possible opportunities, to make the show even more fun. So I'm going to be taking part in something I've never done in each of the 50 states. Some of these experiences will be big and some will be small, but all will be new. Since I made up my mind to do this, my mindset had to change immediately. I have to reach out to people in ways I've never done before, asking for support in different ways. I have to reach out to sponsors. I had to start a Fundly campaign. I have to get in the best physical shape I can before we leave to handle being on the road and sleeping in different places, to handle being filmed, and to handle whatever new experiences come my way. I can't really tell you what you can take away from what it is I'm doing. I just hope you take away something from it. Something meaningful, something true to you, something that makes you proud, something that excites your life. That's it for today, everyone. You know what's funny? We've never even met, and you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.